Now, another Astros podcast.
1-2, ground ball right back to Martez. He'll lob it over to first base, and that is the ball game. What a way to end the first half for the Astros. They defeat the Toronto Blue Jays 19-1. 60 wins on the season for the Astros before the All-Star break.
Just the fifth team to win 60 games before the break since 1977. What a first half. Get some rest, guys. It's going to be a fun ride.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Back at it after the All-Star break. And not a break for six Astros who got selected for the AL All-Star team. Four of them got into the game. And, I mean, three of them started, Correa, Springer, and Altuve. And the other one who got into the game, Chris Devinsky, pitched the eighth inning in a tie game, so able to have an impact.
Yeah, it's much of the same for Devinsky. I mean, put him in the leverage situation and let him go. But what a great experience for our guys. And I know we got a lot of notoriety and attention and a lot of love. I thought the George Springer interview in left field was spectacular and really showcased his growth as a man and as a player. And just all in all, getting our guys the recognition they deserve, that they've earned, and a nice break for all of us to celebrate.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to see things that you already knew, especially you mentioned the in-game interview with Springer while he was playing left field. And, I mean, I think the nation got to see the personality you've gotten to see, and me probably with Altuve and Correa and some of the other guys too.
Yeah, it's easy to love these guys. I think it's why our fans respond to them. Obviously, they're our core guys, and they're on the national stage for one of the first times. They played in the playoffs, but getting in the All-Star game as a group, it was just a good day for Astros fans to see what we get to witness every day.
And, you know, looking ahead at the rotation coming out of the break, you had six starters basically that last turn through the rotation before the break, with Martez and Joe Musgrove both in there. Musgrove coming back after going down to AAA for his start. You have Musgrove in the post-break rotation, Martez currently in the bullpen. Obviously, that's how you want to keep it, at least for the time being, because things can always change.
Yeah, well, things can always change, and we see Martez as a long-term starting pitcher. But, you know, the way that we've decided to go with the first series, and I really want to emphasize the first series, because I think the season is still young. It feels like we're in the home stretch of the second half, but we've had to use so many starting pitchers. A nice break for Martez is nice. He's still going to be stretched out if we need him. You know, Musgrove coming back from the minor leagues has pitched pretty well in his outing. We want to make sure and get another look at him and continue to make decisions on what the best team moving forward is.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you mentioned using so many starters to this point in the year. You know, Colin McHugh making another rehab start coming up. Dallas Keuchel getting closer to returning. Could get to the point where you have a little bit more depth in the rotation than you've had for much of the year.
Yeah, we go from wondering who's going to start 5 or 6 days from now to potentially having some guys that aren't used to being in the bullpen, maybe being in the bullpen. So I like the fact that we're getting healthier one by one. We've been able to insert guys back into the rotation, and one thing or another has happened to where we've wanted to make some moves. But give me all the healthy pitchers we can, get us all on the level playing field, and we'll make the decisions we need to make.
Taking on a Minnesota Twins team that you handled pretty well in Minnesota. Granted, that was a while ago. That was around Memorial Day. But a team that for the most part has had a good year, and they're in second place in their division.
Yeah, they're a good team, and we caught them at the right time. Their bullpen was depleted, and we absolutely swung the bats the way that we can and really made it difficult on them. We had some of the most spectacular innings in that ballpark. So I think a different team will show up in terms of their start. We didn't face two or three of their top relievers because the games were out of hand. Their starting pitchers can be effective. They're a really tough team to pitch to. They'll draw their walks. They hit the big three-run home run with guys like Sano, and I'm sure Maurer will come back, and Kepler and Kenny Vargas. These guys are dangerous, albeit not notable names necessarily, but there's a reason why these guys have hung around first or second place the entire season. They know how to play.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
This is Steve Sparks, ahead of the second half, and I've got Brad Peacock here with me. What a ride that first half was. How do you guys, Brad, stay as focused and concentrate as much as you did in the first half?
I think we're just going to take the same approach and just have fun. We have a good team and special lineup, and you know, it's fun to play on this team for sure.
You get a sense that this team, there's guys in here that won't allow guys to slack?
For sure. I mean,
who's at the head of the list of guys that are just kind of in the face and just say, hey, get your work done?
There's really not many guys doing that, but, I mean, McCann just keeps everybody loose and keeps everybody laughing. And, you know, he's a lot of fun for sure.
For you personally, what did you do over the All-Star break?
Not too much.
So you went back to West Palm. Yeah. You got a new baby there. How old is Colton now?
About a little over 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, so after Toronto, I flew back to Houston and got on a flight the next morning and spent the day at home and then got on the road, me and my dad and the wife, the baby, and the two dogs drove out here. Got here, took us 21 hours, but we had an RV, so it was kind of comfortable.
So from West Palm back to Houston, 21 hours. Did you guys stop along the way, spend the night somewhere?
Nope. We drove straight through. Me and my dad split the driving.
Yeah.
And, it's a long, long road trip.
Now, we've met Jerry, your dad, a few times. Real proud dad, but obviously so. But what's he like as a grandpa? I bet he's over the moon right now.
Oh, yeah. He's already had two grandkids, my sister's kids, so... Yeah, he's loving every bit of it, for sure.
So does he want to hold the baby more than you?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And that's okay.
Fight.
No. When he's crying, he's like, let me have him. Yeah. So he gets him to stop crying pretty quick.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so you guys get back. You guys, your wife and baby are going to be with you the rest of the season?
Yep, they'll be here till the end, so it's kind of nice.
So what does that mean for you sleep-wise? I mean, have you formulated some kind of a plan on when you're going to get a nap or two?
Yeah, well... Me and the wife have an agreement. I told her if she can get through the season, let me get some sleep.
Yeah,
I'll get him in the off season.
So what's that mean for her in the off season? She gets to go and do her thing for a few hours at a time.
Exactly, she gets to do whatever, and I'll take care of him.
Now, how is it for you, Brad? I mean, obviously you've been hurt the last couple of years. Thinking about pitching maybe into the postseason. You guys got a long way to go, obviously, but to get deep into the games and pitch a lot of innings for you, how are you going to stay healthy?
Just keep it going. I mean, can't really know when you're going to get hurt, I guess, you know. But
so what do you do as far as maintenance goes to keep your arm strong?
I just I do a lot of cupping.
Tell the people what that is, because I know a lot of you guys do the cupping now. It's a form of massage, but
yeah.
With the heat cups?
They're not really heat cups, but, just to
– rocks?
No, it's just a suction cup.
Okay.
Much, and it just sucks all the bad blood out and recirculates blood and – You know, I feel good after that, and then we got the hot and cold tub. I do a lot of contrasting, and that's about it for me. I mean, I think long toss for me is key, just playing long toss, keeping the arm loose and feeling good.
Is there any point in time of the season that you feel like you're going to have to back down as far as the throwing?
My long toss isn't like grow up and as hard as I can. It's just nice and easy as far as I can go. So I don't know, I've always done that, and always felt good. My arms always felt good. My other parts of my body haven't, but those are fixed now and feeling good.
And as far as maintenance on your back and things like that, Jake Biting, your strength coach, those guys keeping you pretty strong with that?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I need to lift, they'll be in my locker waiting for me and telling me I got to get in the weight room. So, if they've done an awesome job, giving me a program and sticking to it for sure.
I know you don't want to think about get too far ahead, but if you did go back to the bullpen later on, you're cool with that?
Obviously, yeah. I'm pitching on a first place team in the major leagues. You know, whatever they need me to do, I'll do it. Whether it's in the bullpen, long man, or in the starting rotation. So, whatever they need me to do, I'll do.
Well, it's guys like you when all these injuries came down, you and Marwin, and guys like that that have really picked it up this year. And you should be proud that you're a big part of this team, getting to 60 wins before the break. So, thanks for catching up. Good luck the second half, Brad Peacock.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.